WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
All hail the American night. What was that? I don't know. Sounds like guns, thunder.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
America, it's becoming like Sodom.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnel these layers. Put up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Americans have tried pot.
There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere in a distant land so many miles away. Only Uncle Sam's great queers get to go there, where I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see queens and dykes and fairies who would serve there, whites and blacks and gays and the straights too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving o'er the land of heroes brave and true. World with its mad schemes of destruction of our country fair and our sweet liberty, by the mad dictators, leaders of corruption, can't the U.S. use a faggot boy like me? God gave me the right to be a free American, and for that precious right I'd gladly die. There's a star-spangled banner waiting somewhere. That is where I want to live when I die. judge me by my preference in sex. Let me show my Uncle Sam what I can do, sir. Let me help to bring the terrorists down a peg. If I do some great deed, I will be a hero. And a hero gay is what I wanna be. There's a star-spangled banner waiting somewhere. In that heaven there should be a place for me.
For many ordinary Americans, this must have been hard to accept.
Yeah. Welcome to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and following up on last week's celebration of the July 1st Canada Day, in this episode, we're celebrating the 4th of July holiday with an America-based theme featuring the American electronic duo, The Crystal Method, and a Native American sub-theme. The Crystal Method are one of my absolute favorite bands, with Ken Jordan and Scott Kirkland forming that duo in the oh-so-American city of Las Vegas in the early 1990s. They were pioneers of the big beat genre, and the fact that I loved them so much had something to do with me first getting on the WMFO airwaves here. Based partially on that, my student neighbor Alex Chasson invited me to be a guest DJ on his show in 2004. And well, that led to this. Also, when I was researching them recently for this episode, I came across references to a 1990 documentary about dance music and raves where they were interviewed. It's called Better Living Through Circuitry by John Rice. And it turns out it's now available to watch for free on YouTube. I haven't finished watching it yet, but it also has an interview with Wolfgang Flohr of Kraftwerk. We started off the show with Jim Morrison and the Doors. American Night was the name of that piece from an American Prayer album. And then we heard from Peter Grudzian, the star-spangled banner waving somewhere, from the wonderfully bizarre Songs in the Key of Z, the Curious Universe of Outsider Music album. And then we finished off our intro set with our featured artists, The Crystal Method and The American Way from Legion of Boom. Our ambiance tonight, that's the music or the other sounds I play in the background while I'm talking, well, that will be primarily performed by that extraordinary all-American musician, songwriter, record producer, and certified guitar player Chet Atkins. He's backing me up right now with a tune called Satan's Doll. The format of this episode is just three more long sets for ya. We've got plenty of other great artists coming up, and of note in the next set will be a Guns N' Roses track going out to Paul Goodwin, and then Native American Mary Louise Defender Wilson with a wonderful sound collage for you, a story mixed on top of music and sounds from nature, how Snake Creek came to be, from her album, My Relatives Say, Traditional Dakota Stories. But first, let's start things off with The Crystal Method here on WMFO in Medford.
There is hope. Let us not forget there is hope.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying the way they've always done before. Look at the hate we're breeding. Look at the fear we're feeding. Look at the lives we're leading, the way we've always done before.
Well, all I see are the things.
What's so civil about war anyway?
Zuzuachawakpa. He doket gehewakbaki yankeki he obadakinkta. He wakbaki dechawaziatakia wanka nahawakbaki he minisho sheed iaya. This story is about how individuals have power and how the all-powerful force around us will sometimes recognize an individual person with the idea that that person is kind and helpful and not abusive in any way. And then they are given this blessing to have some kind of a natural power to help them. And this story concerns a man who was so recognized by Taku Waka, whatever it is that is powerful, and blessed with power to do many things, was recognized in many parts of this land, at least in the northern areas, because he was so able to do so many things, to find things and to help people with certain kinds of sicknesses. And as a result, then wherever he went, people recognized him. People were happy to have him share their food and to have him receive many gifts. So in addition to that, he had wealth, which came from the power that he was blessed with. But we say that power is difficult, and fame is difficult for us to deal with. As human beings, we have these primitive characteristics that are always with us. Therefore, when we have power, we have to be sure that all of these characteristics that are difficult are not guiding us, are not pushing us or running us. And this man who was gifted with this power to do many things began to see himself as not having to keep himself in balance and control. So his sexual urges and his sexual nature became very much a part of what he did. And he began to seduce women and not worry about who he was hurting. Because, of course, you know, people do notice powerful people, and especially if they have pleasing appearances, well, then people will follow them and want to be around them. So in his inability to deal with that primitive part of himself, he would use his power, too, to impress these women. And many times he hurt them, and if they were women already having a family, he would hurt that entire family. But he never thought anything about it. He thought that was his right, since he had so much power and ability to do things. But this one time, well, then he and his friend were going to go toward the west to the Crow Country to get horses. And they were walking in this area, which is north of here. And all of a sudden, this man noticed that he had difficulty. It was like he couldn't raise his arms very easily. And then his walking became somehow affected. And that night when they camped, he took off his moccasin and he kind of looked at his feet. Here his toes were growing together. And he looked at his hands. His fingers were kind of the same. His thumb was adhering to the main part of his hand. So he thought, I wonder what is happening to me. It's like something is growing wrong with me, he thought. So they went walking again. They were going on foot because they were going to get the horses. The next day, well, then it became even more difficult for him to walk. Between his legs, he was growing together there. And then his arms kept growing more and more to his side. And he began to know then that something serious was happening to him. So he began to think about himself and his life. He began to think about that. Whatever it is that is powerful has recognized me and blessed me to help the people. And I wonder if the fact that I have not controlled myself in my sexual behavior is causing these problems for me. Because as he thought about himself, it was the one thing he was aware of that he was not doing right. And as time went on, all of a sudden, then a couple days later, he couldn't walk anymore because his legs were joined down to the knees and his arms were joined to his body, down to his hands. And he began to notice that his skin was changing. His skin was getting darker. It kind of had little scales on it. And he thought, how? He thought, I have done wrong, so now I know I must pay for it. That next morning he told his friend, Koda mawani o ake hishni, de taku ipache chamo chanke wanahe wagadaju jukta. He said, my friend, he said, I can't walk anymore. The evil that I have done with my blessing, I must now pay for. His friend said, oh, he said, no, I'll carry you. He said, I know you can't walk anymore, but I'll carry you. No, he said, my friend, just leave me. No, he said, I will carry you. So his friend put him on his back, and they started to walk, and they reached this one place now. Koda amayuta. Friend, he said, look at me. So his friend turned around and looked at him, and here his face was a snake. He said, I've paid for what I did wrong. And he said, I am turning into this snake. People thought I was so good and so powerful and I was so handsome. But now this is what I am. He says, so my friend, he said, and take and lay me down over this hill. He said, I'll take you back to the village. No, he said, lay me there. So he took him and he laid him down there. And he said, I recognize what I have done wrong and I'm sorry for it. And the fact that I've been so gifted, I still want to help the people. So lay me here. And in time, he said, there will be water that will move through here. Tell the people to bring me that special wagmiya zawasna. In our language, we have this corn that we grind up. And then if we really make it special, we put sunflower seeds in it because our people have always had sunflowers. So he said, put those two together. And then you put a little bit of tallow on there. And then you put a few dried berries in there. He said, in the spring of the year, when the ice melts, have them bring that to me and put that in the water. And he said, however I can, I will help them with the rain and the other things they need to make the earth productive. They say that when you go there and the ice has gone out of that stream and where it goes into the Missouri River and you put that corn mixture there, well, then the water just roils like it's a big snake. So the people try to do that in the spring of the year when the ice goes out. the story has all these lessons. When we are blessed with some special gift, we should always be sure that we use it to benefit humankind, and that we should never become proud, and we should always be careful of our primitive self to keep those things under control. But when we realize that we have done something wrong and we must pay as this man did, then we can also turn it around and do something that will help the people.
In 1805, Lewis and Clark described in their journals a country teeming with wildlife.
Bison as far as the eye can see.
Rivers churning with fish.
They wrote of scenes of endless beauty and of meeting more than 100 nations of American Indian, whose lives were one with our environment. Now, imagine what Lewis and Clark and the American Indians they met would say if they walked the trail today. Would they be pleased?
There are herds of homes where the buffalo once roamed.
Or would they feel differently?
Something must be done to save what's left of this great place.
As we commemorate the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, we encourage you to consider what's been lost and what we can do to preserve what's left of the trail that still winds through us all. Walk with Lewis and Clark and see what you discover at www.lewisandclark200.org.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and we are celebrating the 4th of July with our featured artists, The Crystal Method, and pieces by Native American performers. We started off with The Crystal Method and Keep Hope Alive. There are a number of different versions of that track available on both the Vegas album and the Keep Hope Alive EP. I found this one on the American Dream album, Hardcore Underground Dance Tracks. And then a song from Guns N' Roses going out to Paul Goodwin, Civil War from Use Your Illusion 2. And then the Native American artist, Mary Louise Defender Wilson, with a wonderful sound collage, a story mixed on top of music and sounds from nature, how Snake Creek came to be, from her album, My Relatives Say, Traditional Dakota Stories. Alice Cooper followed that with Lost in America, and then a public service message, celebrating the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial. Way back when. Backing me up right now is Chet Atkins and Oh By Jingo. Coming up next is my Crazy Horse set in honor of the Native American leader Crazy Horse, who was killed by an American soldier who was guarding him when he was in custody in 1877. Crazy Horse was about 35 years old when he died. We're gonna start off this Crazy Horse set with a piece by John Trudell, who was a Native American author, poet, actor, musician, and political activist. He was the spokesperson for the United Indians of All Tribes takeover of Alcatraz beginning in 1969. Broadcasting as Radio Free Alcatraz. And during most of the 1970s, he served as chairman of the American Indian Movement. He died age 69 in 2015. And here he is with Crazy Horse from Bone Days.
Crazy Horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land, How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the star? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Too many people standing their ground, standing the wrong ground. Predator's face, he possessed a race. Possession, a war that doesn't end. Children of God, feed on children of earth. Days people don't care for people. These days are the hardest. Material fields, material harvest. Decoration on chain that binds. Mirrors gold. The people lose their minds. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth. The people walk upon. We are the land. Today is now and then. Dream smokes touch the clouds. On a day when death didn't die. Real world time tricks shadows lie. Red, white, perception, deception. Predator tries civilizing us. But the tribes will not go without return. Genetic light from the other side. A song from the heart. Our hearts to give. The wild days, the glory days live. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth. The people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. We are the seventh generation. We are the seventh generation.
We're happy to be here. It's nice to see you. Thanks for supporting Farm Aid.
Homegrown is the way it should be. Homegrown is a good thing.